Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The U.S. Congressional Representative Omar is in the pocket of the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, I sent you an article, Ken. I want to see what your thoughts are. U.S. Congressional Representative Omar is now Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan's agent in Washington. What are your thoughts about this article?
Well, I've got to tell you, that certainly got my attention, and it's something that I was not aware of, and I appreciate you sending it to me, but it's pretty extraordinary, the close relations that Representative Omar has forged with the Turkish government. She's traveled to Turkey to meet with President Erdogan. She apparently has gone several times to meet a top Turkish diplomat in Chicago, their consul general there, who's posted photographs of her visiting him. A major Turkish newspaper just this past week called on Turks to donate money to her campaign. Something obviously illegal to people who are not citizens or permanent residents of the United States. By the way, you know, there are ways of tracking that. We won't have her campaign finance reports for a couple of weeks, but we'll be able to find out if she had people from Turkey donating to her campaign and if she indeed declared it. But this is a big deal. It's a big deal to have a member of Congress in the pocket of a foreign state, in this case, Turkey, where Erdogan wants to create the caliphate. He's spending billions of dollars in the United States to recruit members of Congress. This is something that's been going on for quite some time. He brings their top staff members on all-expenses-paid trips to Turkey, first-class trips to Turkey. They get indoctrinated by members of his political party. And then in the United States, Turkey is building the largest mosque, certainly in North America, right in suburban Maryland, to be able to, again, reach out to that local Muslim community. I think this is disturbing to see a member of Congress with that kind of relationship with Turkey's Erdogan.
Ken Timmerman with the details on Representative Omar as an agent in Washington for the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The very controversial member of the United States House of Representatives, Representative Omar, has become a favorite to the Turkish people and especially the Turkish President Erdogan. In fact, the Turkish people are donating to Omar's political campaign, which, by the way, is illegal under federal law. As President Erdogan spends millions of dollars on influence among the political community in America, we see that Turkey has become a major force in the Middle East, which is exactly what the ancient Jewish prophets said would happen in the last days. Now that's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6. We are in those last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...